I invite you to please stand for the reading of the gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, on this day of Pentecost, I want to go back, and I'm going to be centering my thoughts on that reading from Acts. You did such a good job of reading it. I want to notice some of the describing words. It's interesting when these texts were written, they were written in Greek. And did you know that they didn't have any punctuation? Like there were no commas or periods or quotation marks. And you know what else? There were no emojis. And so often when we're reading scripture, we're wondering like, how were the people feeling, right? What were the emotions going on? Well, we don't have to wonder that today, because our writer of the book of Acts used three words. They were bewildered. Can you imagine the emoji that goes with that? Like what? Amazed. The one with the hand, right? And astonished. Maybe the one with the stuff. So after Jesus rose from the dead, and before he ascended into heaven, he gave his closest followers clear instructions. Stay together and wait. So they did. And they waited. And they waited. When the day of Pentecost had come, 120 of them were all together in one place. And out of nowhere, there came a sound like a hurricane, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. There was no corner of the house where you could escape this powerful force that was blowing through the kitchen and the living room and the bedrooms. And after that, divided tongues. Some said it looked like fire. Rested on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in like countless languages. They were bewildered and amazed and astonished. It's interesting to me that our gospel writer doesn't say that they were afraid. So often, in stories of the Bible, when people encounter the powerful presence of the living God, they're terrified, right? Remember the shepherds outside of Bethlehem, and the heavens tear open, and the angels start singing, and how do the shepherds feel? What's their emoji? And the disciples in the boat after Jesus calms the storm, what's their emoji? The women at the empty tomb. Our gospel writer says that they were afraid when they couldn't find Jesus' body. If I were there that day of that first Pentecost, I think I would be petrified. If a violent wind just started roaring around my family room and little fires started burning everywhere, well, like, isn't that a scene in a horror movie? But then, maybe Jesus' followers were ready for just about anything. Any unexplainable thing. After their dead teacher gets up and walks out of the tomb. And he keeps teaching them. And he cooks them breakfast on the beach. What's there to be afraid of if Jesus has overcome death? Or maybe the answer lies in just what it is that is burning and blowing. Just what it is. So I have a story for you. When I was a pastor at a mission church in Farmington, one Sunday we baptized Eric and his infant son, same day. And something a little surprising happened during that baptism. Eric was kneeling down, and after we splashed water on his head in the name of our triune God, he was so overjoyed that he jumps up, and he actually, like, picked me up and spun me around. I wasn't expecting that. But the next Sunday, Eric and his wife waited to talk to me after worship. And he had a simple question. Pastor Deb, what was that? He was bewildered. You might even say amazed, astonished. What do you mean? I asked. Well, during my baptism, when I was kneeling down, all of a sudden, all of my senses went away except for my hearing. There was this electric buzz all around me, and all I was aware of was your voice saying, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then when I stood up, I felt this fresh wind blowing through my body. Pastor Deb, what was that? And I'm like, Eric, that was the Holy Spirit blowing away your old life and blowing the life of Jesus into you. He said, yes. Yes, it was. You know what this burning and blowing is? It is nothing else but the powerful love of God. Of course they weren't afraid on that first day on Pentecost. The love of God was blowing and burning everywhere. everywhere and in everyone. This is the same love that Jesus ushered in. This love that makes us live in this radical way. I want you to take a minute and close your eyes. And I want you to picture the lowliest people right now. Who are the lowliest people in our society? Well, the way of Jesus' love would say that the people you are picturing in your head right now are the most valued. This love that blowed in blows away revenge and ushers in forgiveness. This kind of love is where greed and violence give way to a peaceful world where everybody has enough. This is the kind of love that Jesus lived and taught. But the world said no to that. You know what? I think there's a lot of pieces of this world that still say no to that. And so they put him on a cross. But then we know what happened, don't we? God insisted, yes, raised Jesus from the dead. And in the resurrection, God gets God's way. Love like this will reign. And now, in that place where they had all been waiting, the power to love in the way of Jesus is being given to every single one of them. You know, on my own, I can't love like that. I just can't. So it has been given to me as a gift through the power of the Holy Spirit. For what purpose? So that I might bear witness to this kind of life-changing, world-made light love. So you guys have the red hymnals, right? The Evangelical Lutheran. Can I invite you to pull it out right now, please? And in the way back of the book, on page 1162, page 1162, in the way back of the book, is Martin Luther's Small Catechism. Since it's confirmation day, I thought we could all read the catechism. The third article, do you see that kind of on the bottom of page 1162 where Martin Luther is explaining the third article to the Apostles' Creed that talks about the Holy Spirit? Are we all there?
Yeah.
All right. Can we read that together, please? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? Let's say this together. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, made me holy, and kept me in the true faith, just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily in the Christian church, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. On the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead, and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. I love that word, daily. Daily. The Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins. And so, siblings in Christ, daily, the power of the Spirit of Christ is given to you. This didn't just happen a long time ago on Pentecost. Daily, the power of the Spirit of Christ is given to you so that you might love in the way that Jesus loves. go out and be astonishingly, bewilderingly amazing. Amen. Good luck. It's the doctor.